Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau, sitting in for Mike Feldhaus. Kentucky's lone ethanol plant, Commonwealth Agri Energy in Hopkinsville, is expanding to continue to meet the demands of the renewable fuel industry and utilize more corn grown by Kentucky farmers.
We've got grain handling and a motor control center, the computer control, we're all upgraded and improving plant efficiencies. We're right now in the middle of installing, doubling our feed storage, and we just broke ground last week on our tank farm, where our ethanol storage, for doubling our ethanol storage. So we're improving efficiencies. Some of those are energy efficiencies. Some of those are logistic efficiencies that are necessary to compete.
President and CEO Mick Henderson says the expansion will increase the ethanol production.
So we're basically taking it from 35 to 45 million gallons of ethanol and from 12 million bushels of corn processed to 15.
He says the expansion also allows the plant to keep up with corn production in Christian County.
When I first got here, it was a 12 million bushel a year county, and now they're 15. And that's our owners, so we're just trying to keep up. Now we'll be able to process everything Christian County can make.
In addition to more ethanol, Commonwealth Agri Energy will also produce more carbon dioxide that is sold to Airgas and increased amounts of distillers' wet and dry grains that are sold to the livestock and poultry industry. We'll have more in a moment.
The North American International Livestock Expo returns to Kentucky's Exposition Center October 31st through November 16th. Bring the family out for the rodeo. Shop the North American Marketplace. Visit the Children's Barnyard and more. Be sure to wear pink on Tough Enough to Wear Pink Night Friday, November 10th at the North American Championship Rodeo in Freedom Hall. Tickets available through Ticketmaster. A portion of each ticket is given to Horses and Hope, a breast cancer awareness group.
The company that is a division of Hopkins Elevator Cooperative was recently named Industry of the Year by the Kentucky Association of Manufacturing.
We think we're a big processor of corn in the local neighborhood. The award we won were for our 32 employees, the Small Manufacturer of the Year in 2017. So it is quite an honor. It's awarded based on size and number of employees, and without great employees, you don't qualify for those kind of awards. And the Kentucky Association of Manufacturers is a statewide organization, and you're competing with boys up in Covington and some over in Louisville, and I think there was a winner in Bowling Green area maybe. So it's statewide, and Hopkinsville brought home the bacon.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts, sitting in for Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.